Welcome to the Half-Baked History Podcast, where we get half-baked and tell you a bit of history.
What is up, our nerds?
What's up, nerds?
How's it going?
Welcome back. With all the recent protests and
things
encampments
happening,
popping up on college campuses, today I thought it'd be a great time to dive into one of the most infamous college protests in American history.
Yes.
Kent State University.
You know, I went to high school with a guy who went to Kent State, and as soon as I found that out, that was all I could think about.
Yeah.
Literally, that was it.
I mean, that's what it's most well known for.
I don't even know if it's like a good school.
Yeah.
Are they good? I don't know.
Well, luckily, I learned about them for you.
Thank you.
And you can determine if they're good.
Okay. I'm going to judge at the end.
But I only have...
Is this school good or does it suck?
I don't know what your metrics are, but we'll find out.
Yeah. I mean, aside from what happens...
That's
cool
separate.
Are they? That's a separate entity.
All right. So Kent State University, originally it's for... Like, it's an institute for public school teachers.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's built in 1910.
Sorry, not to cut you off, but it's always interesting to me when it was like, if you think about it, it's like a school for school.
Here is where the teachers learn
how to teach.
And then they do that.
It's like Inception.
Inception College.
Yeah. Who's teaching who?
The university has multiple campuses. The main and like original hub is located in Kent, Ohio.
Okay.
Of course.
So where are like the other branches? Are they just like around?
They're throughout like Ohio. And I think they might have satellite campuses elsewhere.
I guess it's kind of like how University of Maryland has like satellite campuses.
Yeah. I mean, even smaller colleges have satellites.
Towson has them.
Yep.
Okay. That makes sense. So the main one's in Kent.
Yes.
You think that's named after the Kent, England?
I don't know.
Or just a man named Kent?
Just a man named Kent. Ohio, this section, they were like, this is Kent.
This is named after Kent.
This is Kent. All right, their school colors.
Ooh, wait. Should I try and guess what their mascot is?
You can try.
Is it animal or person?
Neither.
Oh!
Let me give you their school colors first.
Okay.
Their school colors are gold and navy blue.
Gold and navy blue.
Okay.
Okay.
Literally, the next thing I was going to tell you was their sports team.
Okay. Give me a second. Okay. So it's not like a person. It's not like an animal.
No. It does have one of those colors in the name.
Is it an item?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
I have no idea how to classify this.
Okay. Well, let's hear it. Maybe I can classify it.
The Golden Flashes.
Oh, okay.
Intimidating.
Maybe I can't categorize it. It's the miscellaneous category because you have like people, things, animals.
It's like a verb.
Ideas.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the Golden Flashes.
The Golden Flashes.
Kent State.
What kind of flashes are they?
I don't know.
Person that's flashy? Is it a flash of light?
I don't know.
The questions are endless.
I don't know that they're particularly good at anything either.
Yeah, I honestly don't.
I didn't bother looking that deep.
I feel like I saw them in like March Madness, like semi-recently ago.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because every time I see Kent State, I'm like, hey, that's where the protests happened.
Yeah.
It's literally my first thought.
That's what I know you from.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear some famous alums?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Alabama college football coach Nick Saban.
Oh, I recognize that name.
Yeah, he's like the most famous college football coach.
Yeah.
He was a freshman when...
This was happening.
When this happened. I don't know if he was there, or he might have even been at a satellite campus.
That's true.
But
he was
He was enrolled, yes. Actors Drew Carey.
Oh.
Steve Harvey.
Wow.
And Michael Keaton.
Dang. Michael Keaton would not have been on my list. Like, I would not have been able to guess that.
Yeah.
That's quite the resume.
Yeah. That's a lot of it's a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
There were even musicians that were there, members of Devo.
Just flip it.
Yep. And Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know.
The woman from Friends.
But okay. Yeah. Well, once you said the Pretenders, that's what I imagined.
Yeah. She was on campus the day it happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Apparently she wrote about it in like her biography.
Dude, her hair has not changed.
Maybe it's like just a, like a cap, like a,
like a wig.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be. Currently, there's about 25,000 students enrolled at the primary campus.
Okay.
That's, so that gives, a lot, right? Gives you an idea of the of like, yeah.
Is that big?
That's like pretty big. It's a good size. It's not huge.
Yeah.
It's just Kent State, you
know? Kent State. It's named after that guy, Kent.
You know, Kent.
It's the size that it is.
Their tuition is like the same as Towson's.
Okay. So like, they're probably, okay. It's probably like a Towson.
Yeah. Before we can get into like everything that happens at Kent State, we need to talk about the state of the world.
Yes. Let's take a step back.
A 10 million foot view. I'm going to give you a quick and dirty version of the Vietnam War.
Is there such a thing, dude?
Yeah, there is. You're going to get it right now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What do you know about Vietnam, Kelsey?
Okay. I know that a lot of people did not agree with the war.
Okay.
That it was it France that was originally involved in it?
Yep. Yeah, you've got some background, I see.
Okay, and it's from watching This Is Us. I'm joking. That is not real. Okay, hold on. I want to see if I know anything else. I know that we technically lost.
Yeah.
And that it was basically a waste.
Yeah, okay, great. That's a great summary.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're gonna get dive a little deeper.
Yeah. Give us the Forrest Gump version.
After Vietnam declares independence from France, the country splits into two factions, one in the north, one in the south. They break out into war, like in the 50s. The north wants to like run the country under communism.
Okay.
The south wants to do it via democracy.
Okay.
So these are the two factions going at each other.
That never works out the way that you want it to.
Yeah, no, it's never good.
No.
At the same time this is happening, the Cold War is in full swing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. America and Russia, they are in the coldest of wars.
We're like literally right in the middle of the Cold War.
Yeah.
Like we're past the atomic stage. We're in the race to the moon stage.
Yeah. And since we're in the Cold War with Russia, naturally, Russia supports Northern Vietnam.
Of course.
Who's communist.
Right.
And so we're like, well, we back Southern Vietnam.
Fuck you.
What do you think about that, Russia?
Are we frenemies or nah?
And like the whole thing is like, we need to have war by proxy. Like we can't fight each other.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's like they're puffing their chests out. And they're like, let's see who could puff it out further before our mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, before one of our chests crosses the line.
And explodes.
It's, yeah, wow. We do love to do that, don't we?
Yeah. The 50s and 60s, what a time.
What a time, man. Things were wild.
JFK was president during the early 60s, and he suffered a number of like public defeats in the Cold War.
Yeah.
Like the Cuban Missile Crisis, that was bad.
That, yeah. Mm-mm.
With America, like, looking a bit more vulnerable, Kennedy, he turns his sights to Vietnam.
You know what's going to really pay off? This war.
He's like, you know what a good PR win would be? Fighting communism in Vietnam.
Oh my God, dude. Like, why do people love President Kennedy?
Because he got shot and died.
All right. I mean, that's a fair argument, but like for real, you
look
know?
At Lincoln. Got shot and died.
Yeah, but he actually did good. What did Kennedy do?
Well, Kennedy, he's assassinated before he can get much done in Vietnam anyways.
Well, yeah, he doesn't last very long, does he?
Yeah, he's like slow to deploy troops. And they finally get there, they're not doing too much. His successor, though, Lyndon B. Johnson.
The man who claims to have like, or claimed, the man's dead now, to have the biggest Johnson in all of DC.
Is that what he claimed?
Oh, yeah, dude. He was like known for like touting his dick and being like, man, it's so big. It's so great.
Ew.
Like, yeah.
That's like some Veep shit.
Yeah, like it would be, I mean, it was gross then, but like people just dealt with it then. But like now it'd be like, dude.
I don't know.
That's true. I mean, Trump did say that.
They get away with a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, big old Johnson, allegedly, he wastes no time in ramping up the war efforts.
Yeah, he's like, this is great.
By 1965, we are officially at war with Vietnam. And we've got 100,000 troops deployed.
Dude, I just like, if they tried to pull that shit now, like it would, oh my God. It would be so bad here. It would be so bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, times were really different. Yeah. And we will see.
Oh,
but
I know.
Yeah. It would be very bad.
Like, this is just giving me anxiety. And this is supposed to just be the quick and dirty Vietnam.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, you have to understand the state of the world.
No, yeah.
And why America is going to feel the way they do.
Why we reach a boiling point.
Yeah. Quite literally, we will reach a boiling point. In the beginning of the war, the majority of Americans actually support the cause. Because
it's like exciting at first.
Listen, it's in a foreign land. We're bringing democracy to it. We're fighting the communists.
We don't need to worry about anything here.
Yeah. As President Johnson continues the war, the losses begin to pile up. He starts to lose support at home, like, slowly.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, and this is the first televised war.
Yeah, this is like the first time nightly the war is being broadcast into people's homes. Like they all have TVs now. They all can see the war every night.
In color for a lot of people.
They're seeing napalm dropped on villages. Like it's all everything they can see.
Imagine living in a world where like that is happening for the first time. Because like now I feel like we take it for granted. Of like, I can turn on the TV at any time of day.
Yeah.
And I can find the news and they're going to be talking about something.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to show you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and then if you want more, you just go on the internet.
Right. Exactly. So like, oh, can you imagine how just mind-blowing that must have been?
Yeah. It's like I said, it was a totally different time.
Yeah. 60s wild, dude.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have cell phones.
What'd you do for fun?
Watch the news. But this like death and destruction being broadcast, it has a lot of Americans on edge.
Well, yeah.
Even if they are supporting the war. And slowly public opinion begins to shift and like Vietnam starts to lose support. Tensions rose in America in 1968 when there were clashes between protesters and police, even occurring at the Democratic National Convention. And there were like thousands of people involved in that one.
Man.
Not a good look.
No.
At the end of 1968, as the situation is getting more intense in America, the devil himself appears.
Oh, who's the devil?
Newly elected President Richard Nixon.
He is not a crook.
Just a thunder crash.
Yeah, he's the flash for Kent State flashes.
The golden flashes. He like takes office. He actually starts to like withdraw some troops, but a PR nightmare happens when news of the My Lai massacre reaches the public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know about the My Lai massacre?
I sure do, because let me tell you, I was obsessed with the macabre when I was young. And being a child, being a millennial child, I had free reign of the internet.
Oh, yeah. No bumpers on there.
No. So, yes, I have gone deep into the My Lai incident.
For anyone who hasn't done that in their youth,
which you're missing out.
Basically, somewhere between 300 and 500 Vietnamese villagers are ruthlessly murdered by American troops. Men, women, kids, even like infants are among the victims. American soldiers also raped women and children as young as 12 years old. So, yeah.
The depravity.
Not good.
Not good.
Pretty horrific.
Yes.
Once the public finds this like out and it's like on the news, things kind of hit like a boiling point.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like when that happens, it's kind of like, okay, we're done here.
We're the bad guys?
Yeah.
We did that?
That doesn't seem like spreading democracy to me. And I would know because I watch Helldivers and I see what it looks like.
You know exactly.
I am well versed.
After this happens, there's kind of like two things that happen. One in like policy and then one directly involved in the war that really, I think, kind of set things in motion for Kent State.
Okay. Let's hear them.
The first is draft reforms go into effect. These stipulate that if you're in college and you get drafted, you can finish a semester, but then you're going to war. It's off to the jungles of Vietnam for you.
Man. If I had like a kid back then and they implemented the draft, I would drive them to Canada myself.
Yeah. Can you imagine being drafted?
No.
Like if they tried to ramp that shit up today, American people would just revolt.
Oh, they would lose their goddamn fucking minds.
I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. Nobody would want to be involved in the draft.
No.
Everyone's way too selfish.
Well, it's scary.
Yeah, no, and I mean selfish in a good way, like rightfully so. Care about yourselves.
Yeah.
You know, people would burn their draft cards today. Or like you said, go to Canada.
Yeah, I mean.
Or Mexico.
Hey, Cancun, let's go.
Understandably, this does not sit well with college students.
Yeah. I would imagine not.
Yeah, I mean like.
Listen. What did they think was going to happen?
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen? Like, I'm just saying, if they started the draft now, I'm not dying for a country that won't do universal health care, doesn't improve workers' rights.
Treats their veterans like shit.
Thinks that they can put their hands on women's bodies. Like, I'm not dying for that.
No.
Also, I'm colorblind, so the joke's on you.
So you're out anyway. Well, I have eczema, so I'm out too.
I learned, though, that colorblindness, you could be drafted, but you won't be put in combat because they don't trust you.
So you would be like working.
I'd be like at a base, I guess, at worst.
Be a typist.
A typist. Well, maybe in the 70s, yeah. Yeah,
answering phones.
The week following these draft reforms, President Nixon puts his foot on the gas pedal on Vietnam. My God.
Like, I mean, you've got to know when you're doing this that you're going to be seen as a villain, right? I mean, like, you got to know.
He's not a crook.
He's a good fucking person. But like, I mean, just how do you think this is going to play out? People are just going to be like, oh, I'm so excited.
He thought he was going to win the war. This was his big plan.
I'm going to put pissed off 20-something-year-olds over in another country with guns and just let them go.
Well, and his plan isn't just to attack Vietnam. Now he's announcing he's invading Cambodia as well.
Why?
They're like a neighboring nation, but they had no alliance with Vietnam, like the North or the South. Like they were more left-leaning.
Yeah.
And probably sympathize with the North's cause. But like Nixon was like, we're invading Cambodia.
Just for no reason?
Yeah, that was his plan. He was like, we're going to go through there and then we'll take Vietnam. Oh my God. So this is like what really sets the students off.
Yeah. I mean, Cambodia is just chilling over there, just kind of watching on the sideline.
Yeah, they're like, man, this war sucks. Uh-oh.
I'm not getting involved. Man, what a toad.
What an idiot.
What a toad.
The day after Nixon's announcement of the Cambodia invasion, Kent State University students gathered into a crowd and hold a demonstration in opposition to Vietnam.
Dude, if I was even my age now, if like they did that now, I would immediately be like, yeah, I'm going to protest.
Yeah.
Like there's no fucking way they're getting away with this.
And it's American boots on the ground. It's not like we're supplying weapons to another country.
Yeah.
You know, which
it's not a war by proxy, like you said.
For the record, still is bad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Still not in favor of that. But at least, yeah, I'm not getting drafted to go over there.
Yeah. The protest ended peacefully. It only lasts like a few hours. One group of students, I thought this was funny, they buried the Constitution.
Well, why?
They were like, Nixon has killed the Constitution. He's taking away like our rights.
Here lies the Constitution.
Thankfully.
May it rest in peace.
We know it's a living, breathing document.
So it rises from the dead,
it
baby.
It probably wasn't hurt at all.
Oh, it just made it stronger.
Back again. But like nothing too crazy for a protest, just like a demonstration, pretty peaceful. Things take a turn that evening, though. Tempers are high from the protests and just general happenings in the world.
People are just riled up.
Yeah, and the students, they've been out drinking at the local bars, like off campus in downtown.
Oh, well, I mean, how could you not?
Yeah. After like a night of drinking, they all start like taking to the streets. They're throwing beer bottles, vandalizing stuff.
We know we were peaceful before, and now we're cranky, so we're not.
Now we're drunk and pissed. So take this.
Yeah, that rhymed.
It did rhyme. So they break windows, they like assault a police car or something. As time goes by, the crowd only starts to grow.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like it's not getting smaller. It ends up being like 120 people.
I just imagine people like hanging out of their windows like, hey, what's that guy doing? Are they protesting? We're going to protest.
Well, they were.
They're like running down the stairs and out the front door.
People were watching them because like businesses were like shuttering their doors. Yeah. They're like, oh, shit.
Not the protesters.
Eventually, police arrive and the group of like protesters are like throwing stuff at them. Backup is called and the mayor of Kent, Leroy Satram.
What a name.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about him. He declares a state of emergency.
Okay. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, it feels a little bit like an overreaction, right?
Yeah, like, that feels extreme.
120 people, that's a mob. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, you're the police, and, like, I don't know that it's
the
state
like
of emergency.
SWAT teams and, like, stuff like that. Like,
it's 1970, but still.
Yeah, I just feel like that's a bit much.
Yeah, eventually it's broken up. Police use like tear gas and people disperse. After the night of chaos, the rumor mill just starts spiraling out of control.
Well, it's a college campus. Of course it does.
Things have run out of amok.
Oh, man. Do you remember when, I don't remember what the app was, but it was like a message board, basically, that, like, colleges could, like, post anonymously.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Yik Yak.
Yes! Man, RIP Yik Yak. That's just, like, how I imagine this. Of, like, yeah. How news is traveling. Because, like, that is kind of, like, how shit traveled when we were in college.
Is message board material. Listen to what they were hearing.
Okay.
There were reports that the local post office was going to be destroyed. The students were going to destroy it.
We fucking hate the mail.
We're also going to destroy the ROTC building because we're not getting drafted.
I mean, that like at least sounds a little bit better. Like, what did the post office do to you?
That one makes more sense.
Yeah.
The ROTC is a army recruitment building for anyone that doesn't know. Like, I just want to make, because, like, you know, not everyone knows.
Yeah. Well, and, like, we do have some non-American listeners, but, like, how kind of weird is that, right? Like, in high school, we're going to start priming you to go to war.
Do you want to sign up to put your body on the line and have terrible health care after you're retired?
And do it super early in your age when you make terrible decisions all the time?
Come in here. We're going to give you a Dodge Charger.
And, like, no offense to people that were in ROTC, but, like, the ones in high school, they were, like, kind of weird.
Yeah. No shade.
No shade. Just, like...
Hope you're doing good.
Yeah. You were kind of weird.
There were fears that the students had a stash of weapons.
Where would they...
They're hiding them somewhere on campus.
In the gymnasium. But, like, what?
It gets crazier than that.
Okay.
I told you, this is like some crazy message board stuff.
I mean, this is the rumor mill
in
its prime.
Yeah.
It is rumoring.
And this is after one night of protest.
Yeah, just
this
one
is,
night.
This is, the, like I said, things are out of amok.
The rumor is rumoring.
There were reports that the students were going to construct tunnels and blow up a one of, like, the buildings in town.
Who has the time to dig out a tunnel?
How fast are you going to dig a tunnel?
Yeah, like, it's going to be years.
It's going to take forever. That's not happening.
No. Kids are graduating before that shit's done.
Yeah. If that's not enough, I got one more.
Yeah, oh yeah, lay it on me.
They heard that the students were going to poison the town's water supply with LSD.
Oh my God.
No.
The buzzwords, man.
Man, these dirty communist students.
Oh my God. Like I said, the rumor mill is doing its job.
Yeah, as ridiculous as this is, Mayor Satram, he gets the Ohio governor, Jim Rhodes.
Does he renew his state of emergency?
He calls in the National Guard. Oh my God. He's like, you're right, this is an emergency.
These rumors are so scary that we need to have them come in.
They're digging tunnels.
But the tunnels.
Again, after one, like, night one of night. A protest.
Yeah.
The National Guard forces arrive in Kent, Ohio near, like, 10 p.m. that evening.
If I was in the National Guard, I'd be like, this is dumb.
Yeah, like, okay.
Like, why are we here?
Also, I'm going to show you, like, pictures, but, like, I'm not sure you're envisioning, like, just how screwed up this may have looked.
Okay.
Because, like, you'll see the National Guard, they're in, like, full military gear, gas masks. Ooh. It's just, like, really dark when you see it opposed to unarmed students.
The people who were protesting.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need my glasses. My glasses.
My glasses.
Man, it's literally just like people in their bell bottoms carrying a satchel. Next to, like, people with guns, helmets,
yeah, like, goggles. Literally, they look like they're about to go in the trenches.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? If I was on campus, I'd be, like, scared shitless.
Yeah, well, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, I did say some of what the mayor feared was, like, ludicrous.
Right.
But he wasn't totally off.
On which count?
When the National Guard, like, pulls up to campus, the ROTC the ROTC building, it's engulfed in flames.
All right.
So, all right. Like, one of the rumors was true.
We just had to put out some other crazy ones to cover it up.
Throw you off the scent.
Yeah.
Gotcha. There's already a group of, like, protesters assembled on campus at this point, obviously. People are coming out to see the fire. Other people are, like, celebrating.
They're like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Firefighters have, like, rocks thrown at them and stuff.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just doing their job.
Yeah. Some protesters did, like, slash the hoses. Which, like, at least you're not throwing rocks at them.
Yeah, but, like, that's expensive to replace.
Yeah. The National Guard they shoot off tear gas and round up some of the protesters. Just a few arrests that evening. After the scene that occurs that night, the governor, Jim Rhodes, he gives like a speech the next day about the events at Kent State University.
God. Yeah. This is a lot. This guy has like paranoia.
Yeah. Him and the mayor. Yeah. They're just crazy. He, in his speech, he calls the student protesters un-American. Which, like, now, Kelsey, where is my soapbox?
Here it is.
Thank you. There dragging it is. It Thank out. You. There it is. For anyone who feels like students protesting is un-American, like, all I have to say to you is, have you heard of the Boston Tea Party? We started this country that way, idiots. With
protests. It's in the Constitution.
Protesting is as American as apple fucking pie. Like, it might even be more American.
Also, listen, I know that we buried the Constitution, but that thing is alive and kicking.
It's alive and well.
Yeah. So we still have the right to protest.
And I think this country would be a bit better place if we protested a little more and people licked less boots. That's all I'm saying.
It'd be nice if our protests did something like they do in France. That's all I'm going to say.
France knows how to protest.
France does know how to fucking protest, dude. Like, they take it to the next level. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Because it's usually for, like, no, we want better pay.
It's or, like, farmers' rights. Yeah. Like,
it's like stuff that they need to protest for that.
Yeah, but like you said, the governor and the mayor are unhinged. One of the craziest things he says in this speech is, I think we're up against the strongest, well-trained, militant revolutionary group that has ever assembled in America.
What? In America?
Yeah. This guy is crazy.
What? Like, they literally...
And that's a direct quote.
Oh my God, they just lit a building on fire.
Like, these are students at college. They're not revolutionaries.
This is wild. It's like conspiracy theory to the next level.
And like, it's Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in America, it's Ohio.
It's Ohio.
But back to like Kent State and what's happening on campus.
Yeah.
With the National Guard in town, things are a little bit calmer during the day. There's still like gatherings and stuff. Mayor Satram puts a curfew in place to like keep people from like spilling out into downtown Kent.
Oh my God. Okay. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like, how are they managing that? It's awful. By nightfall, the protests continue and the National Guard again is deploying tear gas, trying to break the crowd up.
Are they even doing anything? They're just like standing around protesting.
I think at most they're like shouting at the National Guard, maybe taunting them, throwing rocks, things like that. They've already burned the ROTC building down.
Yeah.
Like, some students like reunite after like the National Guard disperses them, and they try and have like a meeting with the mayor and like university staff to sort of come to some sort of agreement, basically. Mm-hmm. Before they can like have a meeting with the mayor and stuff, the curfew comes into effect and they're out past curfew.
Well, what are you going to do?
National Guard, they round them up, push them back to their dorms. When it's all said and done, multiple students had like suffered injuries from the guard. Do you care to guess how?
How they got injured?
Yes. By like what means?
Nah, just tell me.
Bayonet.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Everything at Kent State finally reaches its climax on May 4th, 1970.
Oh, so this is like, we just had like the anniversary of Kent State.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. On that day, a protest was to start right at noon. The students had been like planning for it since their first demonstration back on May 1st.
Yeah, they were like, this was part of the original plan.
Yeah,
all this other stuff that's been happening, Wasn't part of the original
plan. Before the National Guard was here, this was the plan anyways. We're still doing
it. We're sticking to it.
It's estimated that around 1,500 protesters assembled peacefully. They had flags, signs, were doing like chants and protest songs, things like that. The group was majority Kent State students. There was also like just some stragglers that joined in, local high schoolers. Yeah. As the group gathered, the National Guard used like bullhorns to like try and break them up, but they're ignored.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, whatever. We don't care.
Shut the fuck up. We don't care.
The National Guard, they like jump in a Jeep. They get like drive up close to the crowd. They're like, hey, we said you gotta disperse. Get out of here.
We told you to get out of here.
The students, again, they're like, we don't care. Some of them start throwing rocks at the Jeep.
Yeah, like, again, shut the fuck up.
They're like, get lost.
Yeah.
We hate Vietnam and we don't like that you're here doing this.
Yeah.
With their orders having like no effect on the crowd, the National Guard begins using their tear gas again. They're shooting it off at the students. Unfortunately for them, though, the wind is like rendering it ineffective. It's like blowing it the wrong way.
Of course it would be.
Yeah, some of them are like poorly fired shots. They land like 10 feet too far or like too short.
Yeah.
So some of the student protesters, they grab them and they like throw them back.
Good. I mean, you gotta work with something.
Yeah. But again, they have gas masks. So, you know, they're largely like, okay. I read from like a lot of the firsthand accounts of students that were there that it was like almost like a game of hot potato because like a canister would be tossed between them like three or four times.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, listen, things are going to get bad, but like we need to find some humor.
Yeah. I mean, these National Guardsmen are fucking idiots.
With the tear gas like largely not working, the National Guard advances on the crowd of protesters with their weapons drawn and they're like ready to go.
All right. That wasn't scary enough for you?
Yeah.
We're going to kill you.
Yeah. Most of them are armed with M1 Garand rifles. These were the primary weapon used in World War II. Like just for reference of what they're using.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have no idea.
It's like a semi-automatic rifle.
Okay.
So most of them have bayonets. Some of them have like other like sidearms and things. Once they advance with their weapons and they use like more tear gas, they're able to like break the crowd up enough so that they can move through them, but they don't really disperse the majority.
It's just like a parting of the seas.
Literally, yeah. They kind of like just part and like the guardsmen kind of just walk through.
Yeah.
And then they like kind of are all just kind of standing there. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like at one point, the guardsmen kind of like corner themselves and then they like have to like reverse course. So like nothing really happens. Some students do leave.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's like guys with guns pointed at you. So
yeah, I'm going to leave.
There are students that are like, yeah, I'm done. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah.
Many of them remain, though, and they work their way back together sort of like behind the guardsmen.
I'm sorry. These guys are fucking idiots, right? I mean, like, this is why you're in the National Guard.
No wonder we lost Vietnam.
This is what we're working with.
The guardsmen, they continue to march and they retreat sort of up a hill. I guess like they're going to like recollect themselves, but like they kind of, there's a hill like with a vantage point. So they kind of move up that.
We're going to take the high ground.
Exactly. Yeah. They're Obi-Wan Kenobi in this scenario.
Yeah.
Some of the remaining protesters at this point begin to follow the guardsmen up the hill.
Well, that's not a good idea. That's never a good idea.
A lot of the firsthand accounts I read from students said that in this moment, there was a sense of like accomplishment. Like, hey, we kind of chased them off.
Yeah.
They're going away. We're like, hey, get out of here. Like almost like a win for the day. Once at the top of the hill, members of the National Guard turned around, dropped to their knees, and opened fire on all of the protesters.
So they just like, you know what? No, we're not done here.
Pretty much. By almost every firsthand account, that wasn't a National Guardsman.
Right.
The guardsmen do this almost in unison as if like given an order, like a snap, like turn.
Right.
of the 77 guardsmen, 28 opened fire on the students.
Yes, that's definitely like a coordinated effort.
Yeah.
That's not just coincidence.
Yeah. There was absolutely no warning given to the protesters that they were about to be shot at. Many students said that they thought the guardsmen were bluffing.
Yeah.
Like when they first spun around. A lot of them thought even when they were firing, they were shooting rubber bullets or that they were shooting blanks.
Yeah. I mean, like, why wouldn't you do rubber bullets at that point?
I don't know.
You know? What the fuck?
Richard Nixon's National Guard. The National Guard never gave any official order to open fire on the students.
So what, they just all like tapped each other on the shoulder?
I don't know. Allegedly, there was never any official order given. There was an official order given that, because there were different groups of the National Guard. One group said like, it's okay to open fire in the air. So I guess for like intimidation.
Yeah.
Many of the guardsmen who did open fire claimed it was out of fear for their lives.
These kids are chasing us up a hill.
They've got rocks. Have you ever seen a rock?
Have you ever seen a rock?
I just have this rifle. What am I going to do?
What am I supposed to do? What'd I do?
As soon as this happens, the campus erupts into chaos.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Yeah. The shooting is over within like 13 to 30 seconds. I'm sure it felt like a lot longer.
Oh, yeah.
The National Guard, after this, they threaten students to disperse or they'll shoot again.
That was our first warning.
Yeah.
This is the second one.
Bitch, you thought.
Yeah.
The student protesters relent. They disperse. Unfortunately, lives have already been claimed at this point. Everything leading up to the shooting, from the guardsmen getting like on the megaphone and the students assembling to the shooting ending, lasted under 25 minutes. So like all that I just explained to you.
Wow. That's like really fucking fast.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The United States National Guard managed to wound 19 students and killed 4 others.
I will say, I thought only one person died at Kent State. I did not realize it was 4.
The 4 students who lost their lives included Allison Krause, who was shot through her chest, Jeffrey Miller, who was shot through his mouth, Sandra Schuer, who was shot through her neck, and William Schroeder, who was shot through his chest.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. I think only like one of them made it to the hospital.
Oh my God.
Despite National Guardsmen claiming for their fear of like their lives, the closest victim who they shot was 71 feet away from them.
Oh man, just when I think it can't get any worse.
And like for a point of reference, because I was like, I'm a visual person. What is that?
How many football fields is that?
It's not football fields, but no, it's longer than an average bowling alley lane.
Okay. So that's a pretty good distance.
I mean, that's rock throwing distance.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can throw a rock that far, but like, they're not about to kill you at 75 feet.
They thought. Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Man, oh man, indeed. All of the victims who were shot were unarmed and were students at Kent State. They were all enrolled. News of the U.S. government killing college students spread very fast through the news.
Oh my God.
Of course, this leads to more protests. The events at Kent State spawn a nationwide student strike.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if that happened today?
I mean, yeah.
Like, I know things have been a little dicey in the news lately, but like, if they actually did kill people, it would erupt
Yeah, I think so.
Erupt.
Mm-hmm. The attention from like the Kent State events saw protests leave college campuses and take to the streets of DC, like you were talking about earlier.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to throw down the ace.
Yeah. On May 9th, 1970, 100,000 protesters descend on Washington, D.C. to show their opposition to the Vietnam War and just like generally what's happening in the country.
Yeah, the fact that we're going fucking insane right now.
Yeah. I thought this was crazy. A little over a week after Kent State, Jackson State University in Mississippi, they have its own horrific like incident at a protest.
Do they really?
12 students are wounded and two more lost their lives at the hands of city and state police.
Man, yeah, that is never talked about.
Yeah. There's like multiple, there's like, I think like New Mexico bayonets, like 12 kids, like it all, like a bunch of stuff happens after Kent State, but Kent State's kind of like what the focal point. It,
yeah. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. President Nixon established a commission known as the President's Commission on Campus Unrest, and he has them investigate the shooting at Kent State. He's like, figure out what happened. They pretty easily come back with, there's no reason for them to have had to have used lethal force. Like,
they were just fucking dipshits.
That was unwarranted.
Yeah. They were a bowling alley's length away.
Yeah. Eight of the National Guardsmen were indicted on charges for what happened to Kent State, but the judge dismissed the charges.
Why?
He was like, the case is too weak to come to trial.
What do you mean there's a dead body? What do you mean it's too weak to go to trial?
That's what he said.
Oh my God.
The charges they were indicted on was something about like infringing on like rights. Because, like, they infringed on their right to protest or, like, freedom of speech or whatever. But it's like, you killed them.
Yeah, like, couldn't you just do a murder charge? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, so it, like, I think it was set up to fail from the start kind of thing, it feels like. And the judge, like, he makes sure, he's like, don't ever do, like, this is not okay.
Don't you dare do that again.
That was bad. But, like, you're free to go.
Slap on the wrist. Get out of here.
Listen, I can't try you. This case, can't do it.
Get out of here,
kid. I don't see any way. If you've never heard of Kent State before, like this episode, there is a chance you've seen the photo captured during the tragic events of the day.
Yes. Another thing that I looked up numerous times in my macabre youth.
Yeah. John Philo, he was a Kent State student who shot a picture of Mary Ann Vecchio right after the shooting occurred. She's screaming while standing over the body of Jeffrey Miller.
Do I get to see it?
Yes.
It's been quite a while since I've seen it. Yeah. It's intense.
Yeah. I mean, it really like captures the moment.
Yeah.
John Philo actually caught like a lot of photo, like good photos that day. Good in the sense of like he was good to capture. Yes. But so I recommend you look him up if you're interested.
I really should look at the other photos because that's the only one I've ever seen, I think.
Honestly. I'll show you some more.
Okay.
The photo, which I will be sure to show on our like Instagram or somewhere, it did win a Pulitzer Prize. It's like probably one of the most famous photos from like the Vietnam era.
Yeah, I would say so. It's very recognizable.
There have been many memorials made for the lives lost that day, but the one that like really hit me was in 1999, Kent State University made a memorial for each of the four students who were killed that day. And they are in the precise spots where their bodies lied, like in the parking lot.
Man.
Yeah, that's dark.
Yeah. That's a good memorial, though.
Yeah, you remember it. Yeah. Almost 5 years to the day after Kent State, the Vietnam War was over.
5 years, though.
Yeah.
Still dragged on for that long.
America had failed its mission horribly. and we lost over 58,000 troops.
How many years was that in total?
10 years.
Man. Yeah, those were some dark times in American history.
Yeah. Dude, my uncle, he was like the guy who had to go down in the tunnels.
Yeah.
In Vietnam. And that's like, that's terrifying.
Shit. Yeah. That's...
They would have sent me down there.
Yeah.
Because I'm scrawny.
Mm-hmm. And you're lengthy, so you kind of can like slither.
I could squeeze through.
Yeah. Man.
But I mean, maybe those students were onto something after all. I mean, it dragged on for 5 more years. We lost.
Yeah. They knew it was a lost cause, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe, like, listen, protests are meant to be disruptive. They're meant to be annoying, sometimes even obnoxious. But, like, maybe take 2 seconds to listen. Because it might be a load of horseshit. Or you could be on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Because in my book, the students at Kent State were on the right side of history.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some of them paid for it with their lives. Some of them weren't even part of the protest.
Like, just like bystanders.
Because they died in the parking lot. Yeah. So like some people were just going to their car or like trying to leave campus or going to a class. Mm-hmm. And like, unfortunately, were just there.
Yeah.
So that's fucked.
This is a dark question, but... Do you think we, current day America, are reaching a boiling point?
That's so dark, bro.
I know.
No, I don't. I mean, I think it's bad, but I don't think it'll reach that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think most people are tuned out anyways.
Yeah. The COVID years really fucked us.
People checked out.
Yeah. And they haven't really checked back in.
I can't blame them.
No, I mean, yeah, I honestly can't either.
So would you invite the student protesters to the smoke circle?
Yes, I would.
Hell yeah, brother. I would smoke it up in their encampment.
Yep. Well, like the whole thing, like time that you were talking, I was thinking to myself, like, if this shit were happening... like current day to this level, like I'd be like, yeah, let's fucking, like, we're not involved in the university.
Yeah, like, and
I'd
why be is like, the National yeah, Guard go. Involved? This yeah. is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, the U.S. government shot and killed U.S. citizens,
yeah.
students mm-hmm. on a campus.
Unarmed.
That they paid to go to.
Yeah.
And be at. It's just crazy, man.
Like, I feel like I'd take to the streets for that.
Yeah, right? But yeah, so that's what happened to Kent State University.
I did learn some things.
Yeah.
I learned.
I also wanted to give a little shout out. There's a website if you want to see, like if you're a visual person and you want to read people's stories that were there, you can go to mappingmay4.kent.edu. And it's like an overview map of Kent's campus, and you can see different stories from people that were there.
That'd be pretty cool, because you're getting a lot of like different perspectives.
Yeah, they have National Guard's perspectives. They have students on campus. They have people who lived in the town of Kent. So, and it's like all the days leading up to it as well. So yeah. You can see what people thought of like the night they had the protests with like the bottles throwing and That's the police cool. called. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting.
And that's it.
That's it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Half-Baked History Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review or tell a friend.
For show updates and more, follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Half-Baked, HISTRY. See you next time.